Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Oh my goodness, we've been talking as we're taping. Now you'll need to go on the archives and hear all last week as we've studied and thought about the Holy Ghost and his leading this wonderful couple of Jacques and Johanna Verneau. Jacques moved to heaven in September of 2011, and Johanna is here with us with her daughter Liliane, and Johanna, of course, is from Congo, and she's telling us about, you have to go back and listen. They have to write a book, and you can go back and listen to this miraculous story. I especially want you, I know that Rhema students listen to us, and I want you, as you're seeking God for your life and where to go, I want you, they're in Tulsa, this is right at the time, you know, when they're graduating, they're moving, they're going out. He will lead you, he will guide you, even if you don't know where you're going, like he did this little Johanna, this little Dutch girl, those years ago. Now, at first, they were in Gabon, with his parents, his missionary parents, and then they were led of the Lord to go to Brazzaville, which is French Congo, and they lived in the French Congo 3 years. These were in the days of communism, mm-hmm. and the communists were coming into the French Congo, and as they came into Brazzaville, the real ministry that you could have was in home groups.
Yes.
Couldn't start churches, no, communist days.
They were not recognized by the
government. Not recognized by that government. And so you're there, and you have some stories about Brazzaville. You have some miracle stories. Will
That's
you tell
right.
us to them?
That's
tell
right.
them
well,
to us?
As a Dutch girl, I liked very much the sea and the ocean, and I wanted to go to, we know some friends at the ocean, and we went to Pointe Noire at the ocean over there, and Jacques was not swimming because we were careful. He was just with his foot in the water, but
did he know to swim?
Yes.
He was a good swimmer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But
a wave came
and took him out.
The current took him out to the sea.
It was the ocean. The Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was thinking. What he told me, he was thinking it was finished, and at the last moment, this ring was almost falling off from his finger, and he was thinking, "Let it go, I'm leaving," and then he said, "No," and he took hold of the ring,
even though he's going down.
Yes.
That's it. He thought it was finished.
Yeah. And when I saw that he was going far away, I was standing on the beach side, and then with my hands on high, I said, "God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you do a miracle and save his life." And at the same time, there came a couple who was, the husband was recovering of a heart condition, and he was a master swimmer, and he saved many lives in
lifeguard.
Mm-hmm. And he said, he heard me crying out to the Lord, and he said, "Don't worry, I will get him out." And he took his belt, and when he was swimming to Jacques saw him coming, and he threw the belt to Jacques. He said, "Take it," and he took it in his mouth.
It's just a leather belt with a buckle, not a life-saving belt.
No,
just a belt that holds your britches up.
That's and Jacques held the belt, and he had it in his mouth. And
he put the buckle in his mouth?
I don't remember,
Papa went to save somebody that was sinking.
That is right.
And then the man went, Papa said, "Get him." So he went, he says, "I'm coming back for you."
Yes.
So the lifeguard, he was recovering from the heart attack, went and got the man that was weaker than Papa. And I think Papa lost all his strength. He thought it was finished, but he said, "Get him first." Then he came back, says, "I'm coming back for you." He took his belt.
There was a missionary from the interior.
The other man that Jacques was trying to save.
Yes, that Jacques was trying to save. That's right.
That's what got him out. So he held on with his mouth to the belt.
That's it.
And the man pulled him in.
Yeah.
His life was saved.
Yeah, yes, there was a God intervention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a miracle.
And then while you are in Brazzaville, the French Congo, you have two little girls.
Yes.
And one of them is sitting right here beside me, Liliane. But when Liliane was 2 years old, What happened to her?
Well, we were in the middle of the jungle between Brazzaville and Pointe-Noire. The name of the village is De Chavannes. And we have still contact with some people of that. Lillian got sick. And as I was a nurse, I was treating her. And anyhow, it happens that people in Brazzaville ask us also to come to capital city. We went there, and so we had the opportunity to go to the hospitals. And there were the French doctors, and French military doctors. And as she didn't have enough money to spend, she, as a nurse, I could keep her at home and come for the controls, give her the medicine and the injections. And
you knew what was wrong with her?
Yes.
What was wrong
all
with her?
Her glands were swollen. She had the Hodgkin sickness. And
she had, it was diagnosed at the military
yes.
hospital, but you knew because yes. you saw the symptoms of the itching palms and the itching bottom of the
yes.
feet and the crying and the swollen glands. And it was leukemia.
Leukemia.
And it was Hodgkin's leukemia. And in those days, they never recovered from it. Nowadays,
no.
we're having some success with it,
right.
sometimes mm-hmm. not.
Right.
But then, never.
No.
So you knew that this little girl was very sick. And did all the neighbors know she was sick?
Yes, because when I was holding her in her arms and say, what a pretty girl, and then I told him that she was very sick and it was possible that she should be gone very soon. And so the day when the day she was so sick that it started in her that itching in her hands and her feet, I told Jack in the evening, I didn't give her the medicine today, and we are not giving her the injection this evening. I said, we must be willing to give her back to the Lord. And Jack said, how can I do this? I'm preaching the gospel that Jesus saves and Jesus heals. I said, well, that's no problem. You're going on to preach that gospel, but we must be willing to give her. It's God landed us for time. And so he's what he always says, he did a desperate prayer, Lord, please, take her this night if you want it. But we believe you can heal her also. And the next morning when we awaked, we had slept for the first time in weeks, for the first night, the whole night. And we were running to the beds, thinking that the Lord was taking her. We didn't hear any noise. But her fever was gone, all the swellings was gone. And when we went to the doctor for controls, I had another daughter who was 16 months older. And after when he called us in, he said, what happens? Did we take the blood test from the wrong girl? And I said, why, doctor? He said, well, everything, it turned out normal. I said, well, doctor, we know. And he said, what do you know? Well, he said, we prayed and the Lord has healed her.
So you didn't want to see her suffer.
Yeah.
And you had already seen, and you knew the symptoms. And you know that she was about to go into extreme suffering, even though she'd been for a while sick. So that night you said to the Lord, we want you to either take her tonight or heal her tonight. And you did not give her the medication. And so then you went back to the doctors. They even thought you had the wrong blood test. So you said that the people in the streets, all the people knew how sick this little girl was. So you started telling them what?
Yeah, and she asked all for Bibles and said, we'll give their hearts to the Lord, special in French family.
And people saw the healing and they began
yes,
to give their hearts to the
yeah.
Lord.
And then the news also, Black from Africa, because you have the whites of Africa, but the blacks of Africa, were the word spread it even to
the word spread
to
out
the
to
Congo,
the villages.
And also to the former Belgium Congo, what is now Republic Democratic of the Congo. And then elders of the Presbyterian and Baptist churches were coming to ask us to come over and to preach that gospel in their tongue. And we said, well,
from the Belgian Congo, which was across
the river. And we said, well, I asked, come here. And she said, well, if we are praying, are you willing to come? We say, we are always willing to come if it is God's will. Well, we are going to pray. And it happened that the Lord gave us in our heart that it was all right. It was not possible at that time to preach the gospel in Brazzaville.
Because
and
of the communists.
It is mm-hmm. still more or less like that.
So when did this miracle come with the vision and the sandals? And
okay, oh, now, yeah. And one thing I wanted to add about my dad that and my parents, my mom, is that the consecration to serve God. And his prayer when I was sick, and I understood because I heard him many times, was like, whatever happens, I will go on with the call. I will go on with the same message that Jesus hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, no matter what, because storms of life are going to hit us. But we have to know, what are we going to do? How are we going to act? Are we still going to go on? We have to go on with the call no
you
matter what.
You have to go
what.
On with God.
With God.
It reminded me when you told me what he said of the Hebrew children in the flames. Yes. They said, we believe our God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't,
that's
he's
it.
Still God.
That's it.
And so that was it with his little daughter. That's I'm still going to mm-hmm. preach that Jesus saves.
Oh, yes, and that Jesus heals today.
But I don't want my daughter suffering.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And so then the people began to hear it. And the news of it crossed the wide Congo River and got over into the Belgian Congo. And the people in Belgian Congo, today Republic of Congo, they said, we want this healing message here.
Yes, they had heard about the salvation message, but did not hear about the filling of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and the miracles and healings.
The
Assemblies of God of America were up north, way up, and the British Pentecostal were way south. But the middle, they didn't
the
hear.
Middle
it's huge. Congo
of
is
Africa.
Huge. Yes.
And the middle,
the middle
of, Congo,
of Congo.
The middle of Congo.
They hadn't heard
they
about
had
it.
Not heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit message. They had not heard about healing. And they wanted you to come, and they started praying that you would come.
And that's we it. Came, and we had Jacques preached it in Baptist and in Presbyterian churches, and the Lord, they asked after the preaching, they asked if he wanted to pray for the sick, and he prayed for the sick, and many miracles were happening at that time,
yeah.
All
kinds
mm-hmm. of sickness.
And as I understand it, when you got out of French Congo, where the communists were, you got the last ferry.
Yes. Before yes. the
before
country
they
closed
the country.
The borders.
Mm-hmm. Because Jacques was supposed to go first by himself, and then at the last minute I said, wait a moment, I'm going.
She said, I'm not going to let you alone. I said, I'm going with
I'm
you.
Going
we're
with
we're
you.
Called together.
So
with the three little kids, they took the boat yeah. real fast.
And if you had not done that,
then we had
you would have been separated.
For perhaps months.
For months or years or who knows what.
With three little kids.
With three little children. So you followed the Lord.
Yes.
And you got on that ferry and it was the last one.
And without trying to understand.
You didn't understand.
She just did what she knew to do right away.
She did what she knew to do.
Yeah, not reason. No
you
reason.
Don't have to always understand mm-hmm. what God's got for you. You just take the next step of faith. And her mm-hmm. next step was to get on that ferry with her husband and those three children. And they came across then to the Belgian Congo, where then they were going to do, and they're still there today, and they're
going
to do,
going
they're going to follow, they have a great work there, and it's going on. We'll tell you more about that, but I do want to hear about the miracle of the Jesus in the sandals, mm-hmm. so yes. I want you to tell us about that, and we'll have to get to that tomorrow, because we've run out of time, and here we are, this whole group saying again to you, shalom,
shalom,
until
shalom.
We meet tomorrow, and don't forget to go on the archives and catch up on the story, shalom.